And welcome back to the Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. And a little bit different interview we got here. The 16th Annual Knoxville Hall of Fame and Induction Ceremony will be Friday, January 17th. And Joe Cunningham is here to talk about that. And Joe, first of all, good to talk to you again. This time of the year, it is time to acknowledge four former Panthers that really stood out in their respective sports.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Derek. And it is a neat class going in this year. As you know, he's kind of on repeat, but I just love the Hall of Fame weekend, and it is a great time for our current sports program to just look at its history.
Well, let's start out the four inductees. We'll talk about each one. Brian Hiemstra, class of 1996 in football. And tell us about a little bit about Brian Hiemstra and his career.
Yeah, like everybody on this list today, I mean, he was a great multi-sport athlete, but he is the only football player that I can find record of at Knoxville. He was back-to-back All-State as a defensive back for the Panthers. Ferocious hitter, from what I'm told. Just a great athlete for us to recognize.
Mike Stoltz, class of 94, track and cross country. Of course, that name very common and very familiar with track and cross country in Knoxville.
Yeah, his dad was his coach, very successful coach here, already in our Hall of Fame. And Mike was a tremendous competitor, a four-time conference champion in cross country, four-time state qualifier. He was All-State three times. And then in track and field, he was state champion in the 800 meters his junior year. And I got to add to that story. About a week before the state meet his junior year of high school, he was hit by a car crossing Highway 14. It's back when the middle school was the high school, running over to Casey's. It was a severe injury. And after a few days of rest, he was able to start moving. He goes to the state championships and actually wins the 800 meters.
And then he, went on to compete for Iowa State. So, you know, someone that goes on to compete at the next level also.
Yeah, I mean, he was just a tremendous athlete. Great stories about Mike and his time here.
And then Elizabeth Haining Hadler, and you and I were talking about her before we went on. I don't know if I've seen this many accolades and in this many sports for any athlete that has ever gone in.
I think that's pretty safe. We've had some great athletes at Knoxville, but in terms of multi-sport, Elizabeth had 16 varsity letters, as I mentioned, and we've had a few people probably do that. In 12 of those 16 seasons, she was named first team all-conference. She was named All-State in four of them. Then she goes on to college and competes at the Division II NCAA level, which is a tough division, and she competes in three sports there, wins 10 varsity letters, and she's in her Collegiate Hall of Fame as well.
And what's amazing is you told me she never ran cross country in high school. She did it in college to get in shape for basketball, and she was great in that sport as well.
Yeah, it tells you a little bit about her athleticism. She decides to run cross country in college to, like you said, to stay in shape, and she's their number two and three runner at a Division II school. So it's going to be fun to have her back. She lives in Ohio now, and just wonderful stories about Elizabeth.
And one that I think anybody who has played football, especially between, I'm not sure when he began, but till, you know, about a few years ago, you knew where you were playing in Knoxville if this guy announced your name. Graham Fee, the real voice of the Panthers, we'll say.
Absolutely. I mean, I think around here he's probably known for that more than anything. For 42 years, he was the PA announcer at our football stadium. And a lot of people are going to be shocked to know how great of an athlete Graham was. You know, we're recognizing him for his athletic feats. He was All-State quarterback for the Panthers in the 50s. He led the team to the first ever undefeated team back in 1984. He was an all-conference basketball player. And he went to college. Central College had tremendous success in both of those sports. He was all-conference at the college level.
And, of course, back in the 50s when he played, you know, a lot of people, you know, you have said this before, a lot of people have probably forgotten about, you know, those athletes back then. But this Hall of Fame is a way to, keep those memories alive.
And that's just at my heart for this is Knoxville's history is tremendous. And I'll use football as an example. And there's times that our program has been down for a few years and people get frustrated. I say, we have an incredible football history. From the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s is just, we were a tremendous power in Central Iowa. And Graham's a great story about that we can talk about.
And now the public can meet these people up close and personal on the 17th at a luncheon. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. On Hall of Fame Days, January 17th this year, and at noon we have a luncheon at the Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. You do have to buy tickets in advance. They're on sale at Cunningham Financial Services, or you could call in there and get those. But I really like the luncheon. That's when the athletes get up and they speak, they tell stories, you get to meet them face-to-face, kind of mingle. You know, you're there every year, Derek. Usually we're there a couple hours because people don't want to leave. They're just having a great time meeting these people. So I really encourage people to get a ticket and enjoy that event.
And how much are tickets, and is there a deadline to order them?
Yeah, tickets are $16 a piece, and by Monday or Tuesday of that week, we really need a final count for the caterer to get the food in. It's always a nice luncheon, and again, more than anything, it's the experience. It's just, you get to hear things that you're not going to hear that night at the game.
And speaking of the game, there is the other induction ceremony, the big production that in between games, and you know, encourage people to come out to that. But you know, that is where the emotion comes into it, where you know the medals are handed out and lights are turned off, and they're in the spotlight.
It is, and that is just we've received so many compliments on that, and I've shared this in the past. One of the greatest compliments is some of the opposing teams that have played us on that day. We've had parents email the school or contact us later saying, could you please do that when we're in Knoxville, because they enjoy the show so much. It is a wonderful production that's put on, something Knoxville can really be proud of. Similar to the Coaches versus Cancer, I think it creates a little bit of a homecoming atmosphere in the winter. So encourage everybody to come out and honor these great athletes.
And again, tickets, you know, how can we get them, and how much are they?
Again, tickets for the luncheon are $16. They can be purchased at Cunningham Financial Services. We do need a count ahead of time. So, or you can call at 828-6173 and reserve one. But just a fun time, great time to be a Panther, and I hope people come out.
All right, Joe. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Derek.
That's a Joe Cunningham, and hopefully you can come out to either the luncheon or the big production induction ceremony between Knoxville versus Clark on January 17th. We'll be back for more of the Radio Sports Page after this on KNIA, KRLS.